Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Divine Mind Tribe Radio, the one and only show that has been created for the sole purpose of assisting you in leading a happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser lifestyle, right? Check this out, guys. It is a great pleasure and honor of mine to be sharing with you this transitional, magnificent energy as we continue to grow, as we continue to expand, as we continue to embody more and more of our potential, as we continue to realize what is capable when we actually put our heads together and actually push the boundaries of what we once thought were our limitations. What do I mean by that? I mean, everything is constantly expanding and it's so exciting. It can be freaking hectic too. It can be really, really, really crazy and really freaking hectic as well. But at the end of the day, guys, this show on the most phenomenal platform that we could ever be blessed with, being LA Talk Radio, it is our pleasure. I'd like to, of course, reintroduce for the 100,000th time throughout the last 11 years, my dear brother and co-host, Colin. Brother Colin, how you doing today, baby?
I am so wonderful. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, dude. Absolutely fantastic. So the reason we wanted to share with you this excitement, you can probably hear it in our voices. You could probably hear it and feel it as we continue to communicate about everything that we're doing. It's because everything that we do comes from a place of pure passion and excitement. Now, of course, we're human beings. We have really poopy days sometimes where things are not coming from excitement and passion. But I got to tell you, Divine Mind Tribe Radio is straight out of the vortex. And for those of you that do not listen to Abraham Hicks and have no idea what the vortex is, I'll reword it and say it is straight out of the consciousness from higher self. Divine Mind Tribe Radio is the manifestation of the collective consciousness of this planet asking for a platform that yields to them this type of information. Do you guys understand? That's how things, that's how ideas, that's how creativity becomes something tangible. You need energetic participation from a collective consciousness. When one person is the person that is capable of executing whatever that idea is, for example, when Edison decided to poop on Tesla and monetize energy, that was an idea. And it didn't happen from one guy. Sure, Edison was the guy that got all the credit, but there was a lot of other people that participated in making that happen, and a lot of shady stuff that participated in making that happen as well. We're not going to go into that. Point being, hey, you know what? He still was capable of taking an idea and turning it into something that we still have an application for in today's society. Now, we are moving into, let's take Tesla, for example. Another man with an idea, with more than one idea, tremendous idea. Ideas that were so out of the realm of what was accepted and or expected during his time, that he was shut out. And there were billions of dollars at the time, which is equivalent now to trillions, if not quadrillions, that was invested towards making sure Tesla's ideas did not succeed, that he did not have the funding to give free energy, so on and so forth. So the point of me sharing this with you guys is, thankfully, we live in a much, contrastingly, I can say this, freer, while also not as free. It is freer than it's ever been, but it is also not as free as it has ever been due to the collection of data and information. We're not going to get into that either. Point is, Divine Mind Tribe Radio is the centralized hub for all audio, meaning inspirational speaking, music, conscious music that actually helps and supports the masses in raising their vibration and the collective consciousness. Anything and everything that revolves around raising your vibration, making you happier, making you feel healthier, that is what this radio show is all about, guys. You know, a lot of this actually was inspired by our dear brother Colin here. So Colin was the one that made a point to say, Dave's Good Vibration Station is awesome. That's great. It's great. It's great. I love it. We're talking about some cool things. But we need to take this to the next step. We need to level up in life. And to level up in life, we got to level up our businesses. And we got to level up our passions. We got to level up the things that bring us the most joy. And radio and speaking to the masses, for me and Colin, is one of the most exciting and passionately driven experiences that we can partake in. So we thank you, the listeners, for supporting this station, even when it was Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. And then even when we changed to Dave's Good Vibration Station, now it is my humble honor and extreme pleasure to introduce you guys to Divine Mind Tribe Radio. You're going to hear Colin. You're going to hear me. You're going to hear a lot of other amazing people that totally transcend your current understanding of who you thought you could hop on the phone with and call during a radio station, or I should say during a radio show on LA Talk Radio. And most of all, the biggest and deepest Sphinx and pool, ever extending pool of love to LA Talk Radio. It really is. Sam, Ronan, Dina, all the beautiful souls that make LE Talk Radio a reality, which give this platform for people to tune into, for people to raise their vibration, for people to think about aspects of their lives in a new light, in a different fashion, in a way that they maybe have never pondered before. And it could just be that one little statement that they heard here on Divine Mind Tribe Radio that shifts them out of depression, or that shifts them into joy, or maybe nothing at all. The point is, as Colin said perfectly when we were in the process of writing our new and improved headliner for the show, as we sift through our, now this is, I'm not reading this, it's off the top of my head, I want to get the credit for that. Totally kidding. As we sift through the veils of our own confusion, you will get the download. Okay, so what we mean by that, and Colin, I absolutely love that, and then I'm going to pass the mic straight to you. I was just so excited to get this ramp up of energy for Divine Mind Tribe Radio that I've been wanting to do this for weeks, and it's the moment, and I'm absorbing it, and I'm in it, and I'm stoked. So check it out, guys. We are aware, you know, we re-listen to the shows. We are aware when there are different layers or levels or facets, whatever you wish to call it, of confusion. Meaning, life is one confusing thing. We don't have all the answers, nor do we state we have all the answers. What we do have, though, is enough experience to share with you. And I'm not necessarily just talking about our age or what we have been through or what we haven't been through or what we've, you know, what I'm talking about is experience when it comes to understanding ourselves. That's what we really find most enjoyment in, is learning about ourselves, understanding ourselves. So Colin, my dear brother Colin, and myself have this excitement in our hearts, which have driven us to understand more and more and more and more and more about who we are, why we're here, what we're doing, what is purpose, what is happiness, what is depression, what is excitement, what is any of the human emotions. We want to understand them better, and we want to be able to define our relationship with these emotions and then share that with you and be like, hey, this doesn't work. This really sucks when you marinate in depression, which you probably already know, but sometimes you need someone to tell you, hey, don't marinate in depression for too long. It's okay. It's good to marinate in depression. It's good. It gives you contrast. But don't let it become a part of your moment-to-moment thinking habits. So just things like that. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap this final introduction up with one last sentence. Pass the mic to my dear brother Colin, where he's going to spit some wisdom and some knowledge. We're going to go over what we have in store for you this season of Divine Mind Tribe Radio's existence. Right? Just like we have seasons in life, doesn't have to be autumn or summer. it's not an actual season, or it can be. I mean, it's obviously during actual seasons, but there's seasons in life, just like most sacred texts speak about, right? Having different seasons. So if you guys have been experiencing any form of lack, if you guys have been experiencing any form, now I'm talking about a lack of love, I'm talking about a lack of means to provide for yourself or your loved ones, I'm talking about a lack of happiness, a lack of excitement, a lack of drive, whatever it is, if you guys have been experiencing a lack, what we are going through right now is this quantum tunnel where we are actually allowing all these suppressed energies that have literally manifested themselves in dense forms in the cellular structures and the cellular membranes, the atomic structures of our cells. Colin did a tremendous healing on me yesterday. And I feel actually like I'm not even kidding, 30 pounds lighter. He did this, I mean, just totally healed things that I was holding on to from even like 15, 20 years ago. I was like, and keep in mind, substance free, we're not talking about being on substances. This is breath work. He said, Dave, you got to breathe through this. So I'm breathing. Point is, guys, this show is the manifestation of your call to action for healing. All right, brother. Mike is all yours.
So I'm not sure where to start, but I guess I'll start with the marketplace. Is that a good topic?
Yes, that's amazing. That's
okay.
Amazing.
So there's a couple marketplaces. Okay,
let's say what you create has value. What you put your time towards has value, right? That's all I wanted to say. That's it. Was if you invest your time into something digital, that time you invested to create it, that creative energy has value. It's all you. That's all I wanted to say. I just want to tell the people why we're sharing with them this marketplace, right? Because
right.
We want to let them
okay.
know that their creative energy is valuable. And that's it.
Okay, so one side of it is we are making a storefront with things that we are passionate about. Things that are scientifically proven to heal you, things that supplements that are known to do this or that, and that we really take every day, and different tools to help you in your life. And so we have been scouring everywhere for little things, big things, whatever we can find to help the human race. And put it all in one place. Okay, and then we're going to have a second marketplace for all the artists
drum
out there.
Drum roll, please.
For all the artists out there, we are making a marketplace for your digital art. It could be a video, it could be a movie, it could be an MP3. What we are doing is we are selling, you could sell copies of your art, like let's say 10 of them, or you could make if you're really good at making a bunch of art, you could sell the rights to each piece, and if it's fast for you, that's even more profitable. Like whatever you want, we are in the business of tokenizing your digital art and putting it on the blockchain, and with that you can trade it and it'll gain value by here, I'll give you a good example. I made a GIF that is just like stripes going back and forth. Now, I really like this GIF, and it comes with a couple still images, and I sold it to someone, right? They gave me some money for it, And then in 3 months, because it's on the blockchain, because the deed is on the blockchain, we can revisit in 3 months. This person can be like, okay, this design, it made me $40,000. Now, they could give proof, receipts, whatever, and then the rights and the design will be worth more and they'll be able to sell it for more. Like, here's the evidence that this design made $40,000. And it kind of makes things a lot easier to trade. It makes it so, like, it's like trading cash, but it's not cash. It's an actual asset, which I guess cash is, but you know what I mean. Like an actual thing that isn't money.
Yes. 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 Exactly. Dude, Colin, this idea is absolutely phenomenal. Now, I understand that this idea, your what you described and the way that you are building out this application, which is also going to be a DApp, which is a decentralized application that's built on the Ethereum blockchain. There are ways, by the way, if you guys are interested in accessing DApps, obviously you can just go into any old browser, not old, needs to be updated, and type in how to search DAAPS DApps. Okay. You can also just, I mean, there's a lot. Gosh, man. Anything that you see on the internet that is .io is, coded on the blockchain. So if you have been, if you noticed on, you know, your Google searches or whatever engine you use to search through, that there has been a pretty large explosion of, you know, in your searches, instead of something.com, you'll see .io. That means that it was built on the blockchain, Ethereum blockchain network. So, meaning, let's just get back to the whole point of what Divided Mind Tribe represents and what Divided Mind Tribe Radio specifically is catered to sharing with you, the masses. Check it out, guys. Your creative energy is worth as much money as you decide it to be. Now, of course, there has to be a collective understanding. For example, you can't just go to the grocery store and say, you know, I drew or I went in Photoshop and I created this GIF. Now, I don't have any money, but I need some groceries. So I'll go ahead and send you this GIF, because to me it's valued at least $100. So do you think I could get like $100 of groceries for this GIF? That's not in any way, shape, or form a realistic way to perceive this idea of exchange. What we are saying is this is going to be a marketplace for digital assets with baseline understanding, right? That anything you create, anything you put your energy towards, anything you invest your thought, time, money, focus, anything is worth something of monetary value. Do you guys understand that? Do you guys understand that the wealthiest individuals on this planet, now, when we're talking about wealth, we're talking about freedom. Guys, we want you to be free. We want you to be limitless creators. You have an idea that you think is going to benefit this world, benefit your neighbor, benefit your loved ones, benefit your dogs, benefit your cats, benefit your bird, anything in the world that brings benefit, that raises the vibration. We all learn through Dave's Good Vibration Station season. Through the season of Dave's Good Vibration Station before introducing Divine Mind Tribe Radio, right? We learned all about freedom. We talked all about freedom. Divine Mind Tribe Radio is so different than Dave's Good Vibration Station because Divine Mind Tribe Radio has application, real life, real time, free source application. What do I mean by that? Colin, do you want to explain?
Well, free source is...
Please go on.
Free source is the idea that anyone can contribute to it. So, closed source is basically like how the government runs, and it's very inefficient and it makes things a lot slower because nobody can improve on it. So when it's open source, it just gives everyone the ability to be like, hey, this part doesn't really work very well. I wrote this code. Maybe you could add it to it. And yeah, so that's all it really means. It means like Wikipedia is the best example of open source because you can edit it if it makes sense. So that's probably the best example. But it's just like community projects. Everything should be open source because even if I'm the best at something, I'm the best genius at something, that doesn't mean I'm going to think of everything. I could write amazing code for this one application. And then some 13-year-old kid could be like, hey, like if you did this and this, it would make it like 10 times faster. And I'd be like, oh, I didn't even think of that. You know what I mean? That's the whole point, is that anybody could help you from anywhere. Yeah, I guess that's all I was saying. And so I feel like the way to move forward with Divine Mind Tribe is we are starting to be open source. We want your energy, and we want your energy to count towards something, and we want you to feel included in our web. And if you are an artist or a creator of any kind, we are more than happy to host your artwork, and we are more than happy to host products to people. We are part of the community as much as humanly possible. And so I guess the next step is literally just, I don't know, creating the correct infrastructure and so I'm really excited for this marketplace for a couple reasons, because it has given me the opportunity to reach out to companies that I'm passionate about, and seeing their responses is kind of warm in my heart, and it allows me to grow as a person by seeing what the other side of things are, because I've always been a consumer. I've never been a businessman, but being here and seeing this whole process has been illuminating, and I hope that I can,
beautiful,
and David can, and all of Divine Mind Tribe can give you what you're looking for as an outlet. Like we just want yes, you to have an outlet. And so yeah, anyways,
Colin, I literally could not have said it better myself, bro. You have such a delicious way of explaining exactly what it is that where our hearts are placed, where the energy in our hearts are being directed, why we want to do this, how we're going about executing it, and how necessary it is that we have you guys, the listeners, participating in this platform, in this network. Listen up, guys. If you are here in this digital space, listening to this digital recording, you already have some baseline, I should say, functionality. And anything with a baseline functionality obviously has some sort of value to it, right? So by you just taking the time to tune in here every Sunday to Divine Mind Tribe Radio, and even before when it was Dave's Good Vibration Station, even before when it was Team Friends with Dave and Friends, you took the time to tune in to listen, even if it was just to make fun of us. That's awesome. We don't care. We love it. We understand it's all an expression. We're all reflections and projections of each other. I remember we used to get joke calls all the time of people calling in and trying to be really funny. And you know what? I went with it and I rolled with them. And actually, I ended up gaining that respect because there is value in you just listening to this digital space. I should say, by listening to this audio, live audio recording right now, you are participating in your own digital matrix. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, we mean, I don't want to speak for both of us, but I've spent enough time with Colin and talked enough with Colin about this to know that he will agree with me when I say this. Because, and a lot of people don't view it like this, right? We don't understand it, but this is what it is, right? Time is value. If you take time, is people say time is money, right? Time is not money. Money is money. Exchange is exchange. Time is what you do with it. Time is your moment, right? Your gift. Time is not money. Time is your gift. Time is your freedom, right? Money is a manifestation of the energy of exchange. Now, when you take your time and you invest your time into participating in a digital space, you, as a user, give that digital space value. You are the value. Do you understand that? Your participation is the value. Do you think that the USD, the value of the USD, which is being pooped on, the value of the USD is tied to anything else outside of what a collective consciousness of people agree this value to be? Question mark. What I mean by that is, if, let's just hypothetically speaking, say that 25% of the entire population of the United States within a 2-week period decided to take all of their USD, which they're losing faith in, fiat, faith-based currency, everything's value is determined by what a collective group of people agrees for that value to be. So what I'm saying is, if 25% of the U.S. population liquidated their USD and put it into another asset class, let's just for kicks and giggles, let's just say they all put it into diversified cryptocurrencies, okay? 25% of the entire U.S. population within a 2-week period, within 14 days, they go to their local bank or federal credit union, and they liquidate their bank accounts. They take that money and they put it into some sort of cryptocurrency, right? Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's Ether, Bitcoin, Litecoin, CRO, MCO. Go on Divine. Go on divine.mind.tribe and click on our link and sign up for that stuff right now, because you're going to thank us later. Promise. All right. Promise, promise. That's a whole other show. We're going to dedicate a show to talk to you guys about how to make your money work for you, so you don't have to worry about working a day in your life, because you get to have fun. But that's, once again, getting off topic. Spin it back around. 25% of the population, if a quarter of the U.S. population liquidated their USD, their asset class, the USD asset class, and they said, you know what, I'm losing faith in the dollar, I want to put my money in these currencies where I can see, due to, obviously, mathematical charts, that the values are continuing to sustainably grow, okay? Do you know what would happen to the value of the USD? If a quarter of the participants stopped participating, especially at such a rapid rate, 2 weeks, oh my gosh, there's nothing that Janet Yellen, Ben Bernanke, any chairman of the Federal Reserve, any president, doesn't matter how awesome or how silly, doesn't matter. There is nothing that these people could do to actually reabsorb the value that was taken away when a quarter of, hypothetically, when a quarter of the participants lost faith in that unit of exchange. The point that we're getting at, guys, is we are on the leading edge of being able to give your creative energy value. And you now have a space which is in the process of being created through us directly, through Divine Mind Tribe, the Divine Mind Tribe Instagram, which has over 300,000 participants on a daily basis, over millions and millions of impressions. So you are already you are already injecting yourself into a network with hundreds of thousands of participants, if not millions of participants, through the impressions and through the people that actually even just see the words Divine Mind Tribe, right? This is the place and this is the space to finally, for the first time in your life, give value to your creative energy. You're not just defined by the clock in, clock out job. You're not just defined by the business you created. You're not just defined by the inheritance that you happen to fall into. You are defined every moment. You get to define yourself. And you are beyond valuable. The word valuable doesn't even come close to describing the true nature of what your creative energy is worth. And Colin and I are telling you firsthand, listen up, guys, there is now technology that is being integrated into the Divine Mind Tribe platform, which allows you, the listener, to take what you're passionate about, integrate it into the Divine Mind Tribe network, and give it its own value. And the more people that love it, and the more people that participate in even a like, even a anything, a comment, a like, whatever it is, that's valuable. Okay, you guys get the
point. I literally just, I'm very thankful for this opportunity to have this platform in which we can include so many people. And I'm very thankful for all the energy that our listeners and our followers have given us. And
yes,
we would like to give that back to you as much as and as big as possible. We're going global, just letting you know. We're going global. We're going to be in three different time zones.
Yep, as of today. As of today, guys. We will be global. We are a global, and this is not kudos. We're not giving ourselves pats on the backs and saying, like, we're awesome. That's not what we're doing. We are letting you know. Now, wait, let me take that back. We are affirming for ourselves. Yes, we are awesome, and we are doing the right things because we are being guided by these quantum, beautiful, amazing, angelic, high vibrational forces that know that there is a calling for something like this. We are just filling the collective asking for this network, right? The world is changing at a rapid pace. There are more people that need guidance now more than any other time in their lives, right? I know I do. I've never been in such a time in my life where I've needed more guidance, where I've needed more people to tell me that my energy is worth something. We forget how valuable we are. We forget how valuable we are. And Divine Mind Tribe is the platform that not only reminds you how valuable you are and your creative energy is and the participation of your energy is, but also that you can literally make a living, make a life for yourself, allow yourself that freedom that you've dreamed of by doing what you love to do, by participating in this platform, and also understanding that the more people you get to participate in this network, the more people will actually respect and add value to your creative energy. Whether it's a digital asset that people are collectively agreeing upon, oh, this is worth $100, or this is worth $100,000, or this is worth $1 million, or this is worth $100 million, whatever it might be. It is not so much the value. It is not so much the actual number that we're talking about, right? What we are talking about is the fact that we now, instead of just sharing with you ideas and concepts of how to live a happy life, which was exactly what Teen Trends was, and then Dave's Good Vibration Station was exactly that, moving into obviously more of a much larger scope of topics. Now we're playing with the big boys. We're done doing just these little, you know, okay, do these mantras and affirmations. And I'm not putting our past selves down. That was necessary. And you guys did benefit from that. And I love the emails. And I'm so grateful for all the participation. We just had this realization that, wow, we can really help people recognize their value. Right, Colin?
I am completely on board, dude. Like, literally, I just want to show people how amazing they are and how much they are capable of.
Dude, can you say that again? I love that. I want to show people how amazing they are and how much they're capable of. Say that again, dude. Say that again. I want to hear it again. That's beautiful.
I want to show people how beautiful they are and how capable they are of doing everything that they put their minds to.
Do you hear that, guys?
Yeah.
Do you freaking hear that? Here you go. Brother Colin, spitting the truth. The platform exists. Feel free to contact us. DivineMindTribeRadio@gmail.com. Once again, DivineMindTribeRadio@gmail.com. Please email us. Send us your thoughts. Send us your ideas. Another thing, we are days away from launching our website. All right? DivineMindTribe.com. It's also DivineMindTribe.b. So it's DivineMindTribe. It's literally just DivineMindTribe. So if you were to type in DivineMindTribe, no spaces, nothing, you just need to put a little dot before the last two letters. So it literally spells Divine Mind Tribe. That was, once again, Brother Colin coming in with the knowledge and the wisdom. So actually, the our website, of course, we do have the traditional DivineMindTribe.com. We eventually are going to be and have a DivineMindTribe.io. There is going to be a Divine Mind Tribe available on the blockchain. If you guys are interested in understanding more about this, please feel free to email us, DivineMindTribe@radio@gmail.com. Once again, DivineMindTribe@radio@gmail.com. Also, if you do not already participate in the Instagram, there's a lot of stuff that we're doing with the Instagram. Literally, as of today, it's an entirely new structure. The old versions of Colin and David that you once knew have evolved into a greater embodiment of love, understanding our potential, understanding the power that flows to us and through us from these non-physical quantum sources and forces of unconditional love, which assist us in evolving into something bigger, brighter, greater, more beautiful, more abundant, and more creative than ever before. But the only way that any of this is going to be successful and grow is if you participate. We want you to participate because it brings you value. That's it. Yes, of course, your participation brings us value as well. And we're not just talking monetary. We want to remind you through real-time applications, through live, active applications. We want to remind you. We are reminding you. We are giving you the reminder that within you lies the creative potential to create an entirely new world for yourself and your loved ones in ways that your wildest dreams could only imagine and beyond. We are assisting in creating heaven on earth. We do not need to croak, as Abraham said, to access heaven on earth. For it is a state of consciousness. And Divine Mind Tribe is a direct reflection of your own heaven on earth. So participate in what we have to offer with you guys. At least give it a shot and you will see this magnificent and exciting and wondrous platform that has evolved due to love. Love evolved, thank you, Colin. That has evolved due to love from Colin really coming into the picture and showing us all of these things. And us having an open mind. And then us playing in this creative space together to create something that is absolutely unstoppable and reminds each and every single participant how beautiful their creative energy is, how valuable their participation and creative energy is, and the limitless potential that lies within them, you, the listener, you, Colin, me, David, each and every single one of us, to be, do, have, express, create, experience, and offer opportunities to ourselves and anybody else on this planet that resonates to understanding the importance of honoring creative energy. I love you guys so much. Colin, I love you with all of my heart, brother.
I love you too.
The greatest blessing. And you, listeners, are the greatest blessing. We love you so much. Make sure every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are going to be rocking and rolling this year, guys. This is an entirely new platform, an entirely new radio station here on LA Talk Radio. It's Divine Mind Tribe Radio with, of course, yours truly and our dear brother, Colin. I love you guys so much. I will keep this piece of it because I just love it. I will say these words, which I have always said. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts at Divine Mind Tribe to yours. Please email us at divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. Follow us on the Divine Mind Tribe Instagram. And let's freaking create heaven on earth. It's done. Colin, I love you, brother. Thank you for everything. And we will see you next Sunday. Woo! Peace. Woo! Enjoy yourself. Be creative. Love you guys.